For many people on planet Earth, this Monday, April 25th, 2005, will be an ordinary first day of another week. For many others, it will be a day of continuing or unexpected stress. For others like us, it will be a day certainly to be remembered. And our remembering of it will be of a day mixed with sadness and celebration. For us who are Christian, and for whom our sacred writings include Ecclesiastes, we know these words: "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance." I think all of us here will feel today as the time of sadness, which comes with the ending of a good project, which had its living purpose in the hands of those who were receiving in sight, in sound, and in touch. They knew that some people somewhere cared enough to open windows on the world for them. As they were able to read some large print, hear words and music, and feel the words that would leap off the page through their hands into their minds and memories, they knew they were family folk. Yes, we feel badly that this work that we have been engaged in is now to end. The reasons for that we can understand. It is the responsibility of the executive director to present to the executive members the financial position of the John Milton Society for the Blind in Canada so that the appropriate decisions can be made. In this statement that I'm making, by the way, this is the request of the executive to have a speaker at this meeting, but there was no direction given as to what I might say. I'm going with the facts, as I understand them, and expressing what I believe to be our sadness at this time. But now I want to turn the other cheek, as it were, to say that this is a time for us to celebrate the story of the John Milton Society for the Blind in Canada. And, no matter how much or little I say in these next few minutes, in no way can I say enough of that story to give us the sense of satisfaction that we would like to be having about what JMS has been about. So what I'm going to do is mention a number of people by name. This may give you some flavor, just a taste, rather than a zestful meal, of the JMS story. It began with Helen Keller in the United States and was brought to Canada in 1970 by the Reverend Dr. Nelson Chapel, who served as the first president. Some of you will know that Reverend Ernie Nix, who served on the executive and is a member of the advisory committee, is a brother-in-law of Nelson Chapel. And just yesterday, by a phone call from Earl Laird, he told me that he had been at the inaugural meeting of the JMS in 1970. Succeeding presidents have been the Reverend Dr. R.M. Bennett, 1973-76, the Reverend Kenneth Wills, 1976-79, the Reverend Dr. Ian Mackay, from 1979-83, the very Reverend Dr. Wilbur Howard, 1983-86, Reverend Dr. Donald G. Ray, 1986-89, the Reverend Kenneth Holmes, 1989-93, Mr. Bill Lawson, 1993-96, Mr. James McMillan, 1996-98, the Reverend Ian D. Nichols, 1998-2002, and the Reverend Gerald Hunt from 2002 until. As you may continue to muse with those names in mind, now let me give you the names of the executive directors, starting with Mr. N. Stuart Walton, 1970-73, Mrs. Ruth Benko, 1973-86, Mrs. Gisela Cote, from 1986-93, Mrs. Joanne Gunn, 1993-95, Mr. John V. Miller, from 1995-96, the Reverend David Brinton, 1996-97, Mr. James Dixon, 1998-99, and the Reverend Barry R. Brown, 1999, until. And I would like to add our appreciation directly to Barry Brown for all that he has done in taking on the challenge to make the John Milton Society for the Blind in Canada the special Christian service in this 21st century that had been the founder's dream. Barry is now helping us to accept the responsibility of marking the end of the JMS in Canada. For your shepherding care at this time, we are deeply grateful. Now, we should have the names of the present board of directors, and they are President, the Reverend Gerald Hunt, Baptist; Vice President, Mr. Russell Lovekin, Roman Catholic; Vice President, Mr. Cedric Storr, Anglican; Treasurer, Mrs. Joan Duncan, United Church; Ms. Gail Burney, Anglican; Mr. Gary Coates, United Church; Mr. Graham Down, United Church; Mrs. Catherine Hunt, Baptist; Ms. Jean Ed Ledwell, Roman Catholic; the Reverend Ian D. Nichols, Anglican; Mrs. Shirley Riddle, United Church; Ms. Margaret Thomas, Roman Catholic. All of these people who have been associated with the John Milton Society through the years have been volunteers, with the exception of those who have served as executive directors. There also have been others who I'm happy to include. Muriel Cairns, who sang in Dr. Cook's festival choir at Metropolitan United Church, persuaded other choristers to join her, and they became the John Milton Singers, and the accompanist was Jean Nichols. On Sunday afternoons, they would visit seniors' homes, and they would sing familiar hymns and would give a brief message about the John Milton Society for the Blind in Canada. And there was another group of special people who kept the office going, who helped with special events, and managed to rustle up refreshments for the money-raising sales. Rena Riley was the den mother superior, who focused her own energy and the energy of all who ventured within the orbit of her personal persuasive power. We will remember Eunice Burns, Florence Carter, Ruth Christensen, Kevin Egan, Henry Finlayson, Donna and Bob Lux, Lillian McLaughlin, Basil and Shirley Riddle, Mary Stewart, and Lois Tovell. And we will remember that Shirley Riddle had a considerable stint as the paid secretary in the office. Now I would like to include the names of more recent volunteers who have made their commitments in personal ways. To In Sound, Graham Down, Gary Brennan, Gail Burney, Cedric Storr, Kathleen Harris, Nancy Mathewson, Sharon McFarland, Timothy Tadan. To Insight, Rebecca Chevalier. To In Sound Library, Dorothy Archer. To Book and Stamp Sales, Gary Magerell, Jan Schuchard. To Advisory Board, Ernest Nix, Don Ray, and Basil Riddle. to Library Subcommittee, Jeanad Ledwell, Gary Magerell, Ian Nichols, and Margaret Thomas. To the Office, John Duncan, Jane Ecott, Rosemary Franklin, Carol Hamilton, Simone Moran, and Jan Schuckard. The Auditor, David McPherson. On this special occasion, in which action is being taken to end the ministry of the John Milton Society for the Blind in Canada, it is surely fitting for us to honor those who gave of themselves in the service of some in our Canadian family who are blind. And it will be our prayer that reading in large print, hearing the gospel story in words and music, and touching the Braille letters will be truly media that will continue to carry the message that is life-affirming. The John Milton Society for the Blind in Canada now is passing the message in large print, sound, and Braille that has been in our hands for these 35 years to the sure carrying power of the winds of our gracious and loving God.